Visit platinumwindows.ie today.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
And whatever you do today, don't forget to send that birthday card. Unpost for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Yeah, we're good mates, yeah. Look, I'm always there for him, 100%, through thick and thin. And sure, he likes having me around. Anytime he's going out, I'll get the shout, you know? And someday, I'll probably kill him.
Smoking isn't the friend you think it is. Quit for 28 days and start taking back control. Find out how at quit.ie or free phone 1-800-201-203 from the HSE.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Mostly dry with the odd scattered shower, good sunny spells and a few light showers, highs of 11 to 14 degrees.
Now,
something for the weekend with Trina Mara, only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning, how are you? It is Trina Mara. Well, coming up on today's show, Martin McAloon from Prefab Sprout, doing a couple of gigs around Ireland next week. Travel Saturday is back as well with Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They're going to be in studio. We're taking a look at skiing today. Have you ever done it? Well, you don't have to be good on skis. There's lots of other things that you can do in the ski slopes. I want to tell you about the De La Salle Mixed Ability Rugby Team, who are raising money this weekend as well to head over to the International Mixed Ability Rugby World Cup. It's happening in Pamplona next year, and I actually never knew this team existed, so interested in finding out all about that. But coming up next, if you are going through a divorce or a separation and you're wondering what's going to happen in relation to your house and the mortgage, Margaret Barrett has some advice from Mortgage Navigators. We'll chat to her next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Kids Radio, it's Trina Mara. Here is a big question for you today. What happens the family home for a divorcing couple during the separation process? It is one thing that people really know nothing about until they end up in that situation in a very stressful time. Well, Margaret Barrett is with us today. She's Managing Director at Mortgage Navigators. Hello, Margaret. How's things?
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
There's lots of implications, really, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. And listen, this is one of the most stressful situations for any cohabitating couple that have a mortgage together and have a family home together. And how do you split it up? You know, is one of the parties going to keep it? If there's children involved, if the children stay in the property, so on and so forth. So it needs real special consideration and planning, actually, as well. And you can never be too early to engage with some financial planning and some legal planning if you're finding yourself in this situation, because it can be tricky, Trina.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't want to be getting the advice from people, you know, a friend who lives up the road who really doesn't know. So it needs to be the proper
advice. Absolutely. Yeah. And it depends on the situation. It might be a contentious breakup. And there's a few things that, you know, straight off the cuff that I can advise on. So if this is a joint mortgage, right, okay, and we see this all the time, people forget that they have sole liability on the mortgage repayment. And what that means, Trina, is that each party is equally responsible for the mortgage repayment.
Right.
And the mortgage repayment is on your credit history, right? Okay. So if you start missing mortgage repayments, it's going to show on your credit history. And sometimes that will stop you from getting clear lending for maybe 2 to 5 years. So the first piece of advice is to avoid any mispayments on the mortgage whilst the separation is going on. And that can be difficult.
Can
be difficult.
Margaret, it's funny that you say that, because I did have a friend who was in this situation separating and decided to withhold paying the mortgage because of this, because they were saying, well, I'm not living in the house, so I'm not going to pay it. So that was the incorrect thing to do. And that was advice another friend had given them. Don't pay the mortgage. You're not there.
No, 100%. And that is absolutely such poor advice because you're still solely liable. Whilst you're named on the mortgage, you're named to pay the mortgage.
Right.
Regardless if you're living in the property or not, there is an expectation that the mortgage repayments continue to pay. And the bank will report it to the Central Credit Register.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, it's staying there for the rest of your life now. It used to be 5 years in the old Irish Credit Bureau, and any, you know, poor transactions or poor credit history would fall off after 5 years if it had come back into up-to-date payments, whereas now it stays on the credit history report forever. So there's no hiding from it.
Wow, okay. It does. Yeah.
So we see customers, unfortunately, we see it time and time again, customers coming in that are trying to have that fresh start, and that missed mortgage repayment is causing them trouble.
Can they go to the bank and say, look, we're in the middle of this process right now, we're separating, I'm having to rent somewhere that I really can't afford in the meantime, I just can't pay my half the mortgage and pay a rent and all the bits and pieces that go with that. If you went to the bank, would they be a bit sympathetic if you actually addressed it with them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's, I suppose, the first line of action, that if you feel your mortgage repayment is going to be in trouble, you have to contact the lender straight off and explain the situation. There's things that can be done. Moratoriums can be put in place where the mortgage repayment can be paused for maybe up to 3 months. They can reduce mortgage repayment due to financial pressure. So the bank is there to work with you.
Do they still do the interest only thing, Margaret?
Not particularly, but there will be a team in every institution to work with you. So don't, I suppose, stick your head in the sand and think everything is going to be fine, because it won't be, you know what I mean? So, you know, you have to engage early, Trina. That is the biggest advice. And if that means picking up the phone to a broker like ourselves, we'll best advise you. So that's number one, right? Okay, you cannot avoid the mortgage repayments unless you've engaged with the lender of the mortgage. The next thing that we see an awful lot of is that separation is happening and one of the parties is hoping to take on the family home.
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared for that. That's not something that automatically happens, right? Okay, so you have to show the lender that you can financially take on that debt and the property, right? Okay, so you really need to understand your financial situation. You need to show the lender on your bank statements for the last 6 months that you can pay the mortgage repayment on your sole
income. Yeah, because I mean, it was one thing originally getting it together, But suddenly then having to come up with all the money yourself, it's a different kettle of fish altogether.
It is for sure. It is for sure. And there's the possibility that the party that's leaving the family home may require some level of payoff to walk out. You know what I mean? So there's a, you know, you could have the mortgage, plus you could be borrowing to give that ex-party a deposit maybe for their next property. You know what I mean? So doing that well in advance, again, is crucial. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because what we'll do here at the brokerage is we'll run your figures, we'll assess your bank statements, and if there is anything wrong at that stage, we're advising you, nearly like a first-time buyer, you need to do the following to make sure that you're mortgage-ready again to take it on by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a quick process, Margaret, in terms of like you separate and then 2 weeks later you're looking to take over. There's an awful lot of planning involved, isn't there, in this financially?
There is for sure.
Margaret Barrett from Mortgage Navigators talking us through today what happens to your house and your mortgage when you're going through a separation or divorce. More details still to come on Something for the Weekend.
You took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me you'd be around. That's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me. Yeah, that's right. Too cool. Oh no, no, no. I wish I could touch you again. I wish I could still call you friend. I'd give anything.
Kids Radio, it is Something for the Weekend. Margaret Barrett is with us from Mortgage Navigators today. If you're going through divorce or separation and you're wondering what happens in relation to your house, Can you take on that mortgage from the other party? We're talking all about that today on the show. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday mornings sound better on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday morning can be busy. Kids, training, shopping. But make some room in the schedule for me. Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. Grab a tea or a coffee while we go back to the future for great songs from the 80s and 90s as you get your weekend underway.
Gareth O'Callaghan.
Every Saturday morning from 10 to 2.
With Creative Dental Clinic Budapest, with aftercare in Ireland.
CreativeDentalClinic.eu.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If you're naturally curious and want to solve problems, or you want to have an impact on issues you really care about, if you want to make a difference through better public policy, or you've a Grawl for Gaeilge and want to keep it in the conversation, if you want to use your skills to benefit society, there's a public job for that. Whatever your interest, whatever your skills, explore hundreds of different careers at publicjobs.ie.
There's 25% off all clothing at F&F until Wednesday, the 2nd of October with your Tesco Club card or app. That's 25% off everything from autumn layers to winter coats to make the great outdoors and indoors a breeze. F&F makes fashion sense. Subject to availability. Available in the majority of larger stores.
There's nothing like a new phrase to get you thinking differently. So we'll soon be hearing a lot about the circular economy. It just means keeping our stuff in circulation for as long as possible by repairing and reusing, by sharing and swapping. The government is taking steps to encourage all of us to embrace circular living as we rethink, repurpose, repeat. It's time to get circular. Find out more at gov.ie/circular economy, an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Classichits.ie is the online home of Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And if you haven't checked it out, you're missing out. Find up-to-the-minute news and showbiz gossip tailor-made for your region. Discover Ireland's Classic Hits Radio podcasts, like the best of Colm and Lucy in the morning, nighttime talk, and much more. And of course, listen live on a high-quality stream and stay connected to the home of the 80s and 90s. Classichits.ie, the online home of Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Looking to enrol on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. Man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out
out before, it's in your arms till next, wrap round my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it is Something for the Weekend with Trina. Margaret Barrett is with us from Mortgage Navigators. So we're talking through what happens to your mortgage when you're going through a divorce or separation. There's so much to think about.
When you're removing a borrower from a mortgage, it's nearly like you're a first-time buyer again. You know what I mean? The same credit assessment is undertaken. So the loan-to-income is taken into consideration. The loan-to-value, we'd expect to be fine there anyway. You know what I mean? But loan-to-value is taken into consideration. The debt service ratio is taken into consideration, but bearing in mind it's now on a sole income. So if there's a car loan or a term loan or a personal loan in place, that could affect you taking on the mortgage by yourself. The biggest one is the demonstrated repayment ability. So you have to show the lender that you can take on the mortgage repayment on your sole income. And bearing in mind that this was probably jointly paid up to this point, where both salaries were contributing towards the mortgage repayment. So it can take a big adjustment, you know what I mean, for that remaining party to show that mortgage repayment by themselves. The other thing then is we have to ensure, you know, obviously there might be kids involved in the situation. The kids are assessed on the sole income as well to make sure that we're not financially stressing the party, just in case, you know, there's no maintenance agreement in place. So it's a bit of an undertaking, but we can work with you. You know what I mean? I don't want to be all doom and gloom in this call because that's not the agenda, but it is that you have to be seriously prepared, like seriously prepared to take it on by yourself.
And also, you can't be changing your job because you have to be permanent in your job, like when you were first going for the mortgage.
And that's the point. It is a full assessment, you know, going back to the day that you first bought that house. You know what I mean? It's like the banker taking a fresh look at you to make sure that you can take it on. And unfortunately, what sometimes we see is that it is the family home and maybe, you know, we'll say the mother had taken, you know, parental leave or reduced her hours, you know what I mean, by that. And now finding herself in the position that she'd have to return to full-time employment to take on the family home mortgage. There's a lot to contend with, but planning will certainly help, Trina. The other thing is that obviously if you're legally separating, you should be getting, you know, legal advice at this point in time, but conjoin that with financial advice to get the best path to go forward. The other thing that I suppose clients will have to also bear in mind is that the lender will possibly want to see a legal separation in place before they'd remove a borrower. So that may need to have happened before we can remove the borrower from the mortgage. In that legal separation, what they're looking for, has the borrower that's being removed, is that borrower willing to sign a deed of waiver? And what a deed of waiver means is that they're waiving their right to any property held in the ex-spouse's name into the future. So, look, a good family solicitor will know that that has to be included. It certainly should be included in the divorce decree. But again, the banks will want to see it. So just to make sure that, I suppose, that our applicants would be aware of that.
Yeah.
But preparation is key, Trina. It is as simple as that. It is down to preparation.
Do you know, I feel so sorry for couples when one party won't play ball and the other one is just stuck in that limbo where they can't do anything. They can't move on.
Yeah, and it happens, and we see it all the time, and we see credit history reports coming in, and the applicant we're dealing with has been keeping up their side of the repayments, but maybe the other applicant isn't transferring money in every month to the joint bank account, and the mortgage repayment is being missed.
Yeah.
But it affects them both, you know what I mean? And I suppose, I think there's a lack of understanding of the consequences that causes, which is significant because it will follow the customer for at least the next 5 years. So the rule of thumb is don't miss the payments. If at all possible, don't miss the payments. Try keep the mortgage operating inside in the terms and conditions until the separation is agreed.
Well, it's funny what you said there about this staying on your record forever, because I'm assuming if it's not an amicable separation, one party might think that they're getting at the other one by not keeping up the repayment, but actually they're damaging their own financial record as well.
Absolutely. And like, we have new lending policies in place where a divorcee is now considered a fresh start, so it can borrow like a first-time buyer again. But it is the same credit assessment criteria that's applied. You know what I mean? The banks aren't unforgiving when they see credit history problems. You know what I mean? Mm. Because you're looking like a poor bet, to be quite honest. And bearing in mind that lenders are looking at you and assessing you with a risk hat on. And as I say to everyone here at the brokerage, we start with a yes, and unfortunately sometimes find ourselves at a no when we're assessing an application. Whereas the lenders will always probably start with a no and work to a yes. So if we're presenting a case that has Central Credit Register issues on it, or bad credit issues on it, we're up against it from the get-go. You know what I mean? And we're trying to find mitigating factors to override the missed payments, and for the lender to say, okay, well, you know, there's reasons here this happened. But they can be slow, Trina. You know what I mean? They can be slow to lend.
Margaret Barrett is with us from Mortgage Navigators, talking about what happens when you have a mortgage outstanding and you're going through a divorce or separation. So still more questions to be answered with Margaret on the way. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie. Your house on an up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a 10. Hope you found the right man who fits it for you. Are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair. Are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? You was dodging all the time. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I'm
across the border. And I think about all the things why, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like your dress.
Weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Margaret Barrett is with us on the show today, and she's from Mortgage Navigators, and we're talking through the process, say if you're going through a separation or a divorce, and what happens regarding your mortgage. More than likely one person will want to stay in the house. You probably don't want to sell up if the kids are in school locally or whatever. And you know, I'm hearing more and more couples splitting up after 20 something years together, so maybe there's not that long left on the mortgage and you're wondering what to do next and where to turn to. More with Margaret from Mortgage Navigators coming up next on Something for the Weekend.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend long.
Trina Mara kickstarts your Saturday from 7 a.m. with tunes and chat on Something for the Weekend.
Before the 80s and 90s continue through the day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the Saturday night party kicks off at 6 with Club Classics, the very best floor fillers non-stop till 1.
It's all here on the home of the 80s and 90s this weekend. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to more. Get everyone together with our pizza meal deal. Two pizzas and two sides for just €12 from our exclusive crust and crumb takeaway range. Make a night of it with some classic crust meaty monster or bangin' barbecue chicken pizzas. And double up with bacon cheese overload fries or buzzin' garlic dough balls. Get more from your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Shop in-store or online. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability.
Ooh la la! Fancy France next summer? Go with Irish Ferries. Start the fun the moment you're on board with kids' entertainment and more. Bon journey, everyone! Save 20% when you book now with our early board discount and just a €200 deposit. For a more easygoing way to travel, choose Irish Ferries. Get on board our WB Yates. You'll understand. Book the sailing you want and the cabin you'd like at irishferries.com. Terms and conditions apply. Irish Ferries. See travel differently.
Create your beautiful smile. Come to Creative Dental Clinic Budapest. Independently voted the best dental clinic in Europe. At Creative Dental, experience five-star excellence in dentistry while saving up to 70% with a written guarantee and aftercare in Ireland. Call me, Mary, on 01-80-555-26 or see budapestdental.ie.
When your smoking cravings creep up on you, nicorette lozenges are clinically proven to start fighting cravings in just 2 minutes with a rapid burst of fresh flavor. You're up to 2 times more likely to quit with nicorette. Versus willpower alone, Nicorette Cool's 2 milligram lozenge contains nicotine. Stop smoking aid. Requires willpower. Always read the label.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you.
frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
It's too late.
weekend. How are you? It's Trina. Well, Margaret Barrett is with us from Mortgage Navigators today. We're talking about the process when you're going through a divorce or separation and what happens to your house and the mortgage. I'm hearing often an awful lot of couples who are separating after, you know, 20 years together. So they might only have, I don't know, 5 or 10 years left on their mortgage. It might not be that much left. And one party maybe isn't working, but has, you know, maybe maintenance or something like that coming in. Are they out? Basically, you have to be working, do you, to be approved?
You do.
Yeah.
You do. Now, we have lenders. We have new lender after entering the Irish market, and their credit assessment is probably a little bit wider than some of our other lenders. They'd look at a social welfare payment for lending. They'd look at maintenance for lending. But you still have to sit inside the criteria, as in, do you have enough income coming into this household every month to pay the mortgage repayment? Mm-hmm. So it can be tricky, you know what I mean? And whilst there may be a legal maintenance order in place, there's no guarantee that the maintenance order will come in every month either, you know what I mean? Especially if it's a contentious separation. Like, regardless, and I say this to all of our clients, regardless of what my calculator says, and it might say, yes, absolutely, ready for application or ready for submission, it has to be comfortable for the applicant. And my piece of advice is that a mortgage repayment needs to be comfortable on your worst month. So, like, if this is a case of a separation and this applicant is heavily reliant on the maintenance repayment coming in to service the debt, that might just be putting them in a financial precarious position if the maintenance order didn't transpire.
And
you know
I'm
what
sure
I mean?
So you've seen it as well. You know, when people are going for this and they say, do you know what, I can get by spending 30 or 40 quid on my groceries a week. Like, in reality, that's very, very difficult to do. Even though people feel like, I'll just do whatever I have to do to get through this. But,
yeah.
I mean, on the other side, you have to be careful that you're not leaving somebody living on beans on toast for, you know.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Now, all lenders' calculators are calculating an assessment called net disposable income. So they're taking the income multiple that we've inputted in, let's call it salary or social welfare, whatever the salary is, or whatever the income is. But they're assessing that after tax. They're assessing, they're allowing for expenses for children, they're allowing for, you know, day-to-day potential living expenses. But what they're checking to make sure is that that mortgage repayment, that monthly mortgage repayment, isn't financially stressing you.
So I really think, you know, you really have to have your ducks in a row. You need to have all your paperwork together. What's the biggest stumbling block, do you think, then, for people? What kind of gets in the way?
The biggest problem we often get is that the applicant that's coming to us to take on the mortgage by themselves hasn't shown the proven repayment ability of the mortgage repayment, right? Okay, so that means that it could have been the ex-partner was paying the mortgage repayment and this applicant potentially was taking on the day-to-day living expenses. And that doesn't show on a bank statement that they can actually pay the mortgage. So, look, a separation doesn't come out of the blue, Trina. You know what I mean? You'll know well in advance if you're heading towards trouble. And
well, you'd hope you would. Some people, I mean, are
well,
just,
Well, and unfortunately, sometimes we see one or two applicants coming through and it isn't coming at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like your man, Dave Grohl, there during the week, who said that he had fathered a child outside of his marriage. And you're like, can you imagine that happening?
I know.
And I'm sure it does happen. Yeah,
it absolutely does happen. But if you have any gut feeling that you're potentially heading towards trouble, it's time to start preparing. You know, like, I can't stress that enough. And, you know, for our female applicants, sometimes they're caught up, you know what I mean? And they're caught up with work and they're caught up with family life.
Yeah.
And this is kind of put in the back burner a little bit. And they're often the weaker applicants, to be quite honest.
Well, women often feel like they have to stay because they can't financially get out of a marriage like that. If their husband is kind of the breadwinner or pays most of the mortgage, they feel like they wouldn't be able to. But yeah, we have to be independent.
Pick up the phone.
Yes.
Well, pick up the phone. Like, my advice is our assessment criteria, our consultations are free. We've no problem giving best advice. And please God, maybe the separation mightn't happen at all. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
But pick up the phone and let us give you the advice to get yourself organised. If you take it and you need it, well and good, you're ready. But it's being ahead of it is the biggest advice from there.
Well, listen, there is Margaret Barrett and she's waiting there, ready to help you. MortgageNavigators.ie. She's Managing Director. They're a specialist mortgage broker service. And if you are going through that, if you're going through a separation or a divorce and you just don't know what is going to happen with the house, and I'm sure so many people, they don't want to sell the house. They don't want to leave where the kids play and, you know, where the kids go to school and all that. And the housing market, sure, there's no houses out there anyway at the moment.
buy something else. Plenty of advice there to get your ducks in a row. Thanks so much, Margaret. We'll definitely have you on again because I know we'll get questions in after this. We might address
Trina,
them the next
so
day.
Much.
Day. Thanks so
You're
much.
You're so good.
Bye,
thanks
bye.
So much.
It's
bye Ireland's bye. Bye bye.
Kids Radio. Classic Hits Radio, something for the weekend. Well, on the way, we're going to be catching up with Martin McAloon from Prefab Sprout. Doing a couple of gigs next week in Dublin and in Limerick and Belfast. I'll have to try and find out what the name Prefab Sprout even means. Also, Fergal Harrington is going to be here from Intro Matchmaking. We have got to talk about Eamon Holmes and the new girlfriend. It's all coming up after 8 on Something for the Weekend. This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Every Monday and Wednesday morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, we'll be joining Connie and Rose for Clarsacore as we catch up with them for some kind Agus crack on the way to school.
Next time, they'll be chatting about life on the farm. Agus beg deshaga for cúpla focal úsáid freshen.
So be gilin, majin de lún agus cadín an seo ar Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Clarsacore or Navinu a commission nimian, leshan talia cadúnish telefisha.
Harvey Norman, your Simfree phone specialists. Discover the latest Nothing Phone 2 A-plus smartphone. Its transparent design offers a glimpse into the future of technology, while its lightning-fast processor and the massive two-day battery life keep you connected longer. Capture stunning photos and videos with the advanced triple camera system and enjoy a crystal-clear display that brings your content to life. Available for just $449. With flexible payment options and our best prices guaranteed, why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your Simfree phone specialists.
Go! For anniversaries that sizzle, celebrations that shine, and birthdays that really pop, it's all happening at Hyde, just off Grafton Street, Dublin 2. And now, Dublin's hottest venue is heating up even more with the launch of Seek Nightclub, open every Saturday night until late, with dancers, DJs, live entertainment and more. Hyde and Seek has you covered for an unforgettable night. Contact reservations at hydedublin.com to book your VIP experience now.
Make it memorable. Make it Faithleg. A beautifully restored 18th century mansion where time stands still in the heart of Waterford's countryside. Let Faithleg enchant and transport you. Lose yourself in fluffy robes, revitalizing treatments, country walks, cozy chats and lingering moments. Indulge in Moorish treats and award-winning dining. Feel a million miles away. Breathe easy. You're wrapped up in Faithleg.
Part of FPD Hotels and Resorts.
I won't settle for anything less than platinum, which is why I chose Platinum Windows to improve our home. With 30 years' experience, they're the window and door experts. Their platinum range of triple glazed windows and Palladio composite doors are thermal efficient, high security, and you can choose the style and colour. And because they have the lowest U-value rating, you'll get the highest energy savings possible. So don't settle for less than platinum. Visit platinumwindows.ie today.
River Medical offers a whole range of surgical and non-surgical cosmetic procedures. Why not book a consultation with one of our medical experts? Call River Medical on 01662 9106 or visit rivermedical.ie. River Medical. Confidence in cosmetic care.
Looking to enroll on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime, anywhere and send worldwide with a digital stamp available on the OnPost app. OnPost, for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 8, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. Israel has carried out its largest attack on Beirut so far in its almost year-long conflict with Hezbollah. Lebanese officials claim at least six people have been killed in airstrikes overnight. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari claims it was targeting the military group's central headquarters hidden underground.
Hezbollah must be stopped. Israel is doing what every sovereign state in the world would do if they had a terror organization that seeks their destruction on their border, taking the necessary action.
A protest in solidarity with the people of Lebanon will take place in Dublin today. Members of the Lebanese community will gather outside the Department of Foreign Affairs at 1 o'clock this afternoon. They'll call on the Irish government for immediate action to end the war on Lebanon. Rasha Shraim, who's from Lebanon but lives here, says the loss of life in the region is horrific.
On Monday alone, in one day, over 550 people were killed. These included children, medics, all kinds of people. So we just felt really compelled to do something. And in line with the demands of the Palestine movement for the past year and even longer than that, we are protesting, we're gathering to express our solidarity with the people in Lebanon.
Works underway to finalise Budget 2025. The Public Expenditure Minister and Finance Minister are working together ahead of Tuesday's budget. Pascal Donoghue says the White Paper is very important for setting the scene for decisions made for next year. Minister Donoghue says the economy is doing well, so households will be given help.
All of this is taking place against the context of an economy that continues to perform very, very strongly. We believe that the investment decisions that we are making in our economy at the moment, in capital investment, but also the decisions that are being made to support households at a time in which inflation continues to be a challenge, are playing a role in that economic performance.
Seven men and a teenager are continuing to be questioned by Gardaí in connection with a violent attack on a woman at a Dublin apartment. The woman in her 30s was attacked in Dublin's north inner city. Alan Cantwell has details. The woman